It's time for John Paul, the car doctor, on North Shore 104.9. Call today with your car questions, comments, or concerns. 1-800-370-1049. That's 1-800-370-1049. John Paul, the car doctor.
And good Saturday morning, everyone. Sorry about that. It seems like I've lost my voice because of allergies or something. I don't know. But good Saturday morning, everyone. Maybe I just need to talk more, and I'll work my way through it here. The program, as always, you can always find it on North Shore 104.9. Listen online. You can find previous podcasts on the North Shore 104.9 website of not just my show, but you can find everything from Candy O's show that was just on to all of the weekend programming, all kinds of good stuff there. Our buddy Biff is behind the controls at the studio. Good morning, Biff.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
I am just fine. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, it looks like 70 degrees, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. So North Beverly by the ocean, looks like it'll be a nice day up there.
It's beautiful right now. It's absolutely gorgeous.
There you go. And, of course, past programs can be found on my podcast site and Stitcher and TuneIn and Apple Podcasts and all that sort of stuff. Just search for Car Doctor Radio Podcast. Hey, we have a great show planned for today. We have Dave Smith from Factory 5, and I'll just let Dave explain what Factory 5 is, because it is such a good story. And part of this comes about because someone wrote to me one day and said, hey, I'm, you know, with COVID, I'm thinking of, you know, trying to do something with my son. And one of my suggestions was build a Factory 5 car. Dave, good morning and welcome back to the Car Doctor program.
Hey, good morning, John Paul. It's good to be here. It's been a crazy year with COVID, so definitely for car guys.
Yeah, and has COVID really made, you know, have you seen that a lot of people who may have gone to do other things say, you know what, I have garage space, I have a little bit of talent, I have some friends, let's build a Factory 5 car.
Yeah, you know, hindsight is 2020, and I wish I could look back and kind of, you know, give myself some assurance, because a year ago this time, I was thinking we were going to face real, real challenges. You know, the economy looked like it was going to go off the cliff. What did I know? We build, you know, projects that guys build at home, and everybody's stuck at home. And so for a year, I guess it was more logical to think it would be a great year. But everybody, we are right now 6 months out on production. So if someone wants to build a project car, we have 6 months of cars scheduled in production. We can't build them fast enough. So a lot of guys are at home, and, you know, the common mantra here is, you know, I always wanted to build my own car. I wanted to do a project, you know, but now I'm home. I'm sequestered. I can't go out. And so, huge demand in that one space of time. So our challenge was to just, you know, not go crazy, just block and tackle. I didn't increase, you know, production. You know, we protected our staff, but it's been a nutty up and down year. I mean, crazy.
Yeah. Now, have you found that? Now you build your parts from scratch in a lot of cases, but have you found material problems to be an issue too? I mean, you talk to people that, you know, I talked to a neighbor last night who's had a stove on order since January, and they still don't know when they're going to get it. And you talk to people that are paying $100 a sheet for a piece of plywood.
Well, materials have been, I mean, if you look at COVID, there's been stages of COVID. The first stage was protect the staff and get enough people to work. We couldn't get enough people to come in to work. And then when we did and it was safe and we could do it in a safe way and everybody was confident, we started ramping up our production. But almost right at the tail end of that came this global supply change. And it wasn't just not enough containers. It was not enough raw material. A lot of companies and the sectors that are affected, if you think about it, it makes sense. Home exercise equipment. You go buy a pair of dumbbells, you're not going to find them, right?
Yeah.
A bicycle, kayaks, projects. If you look at car parts, your listeners, guys building cars, and we grew up doing this, the second generation isn't necessarily doing it, but our generation, now we got time on our hands, let's finish that, you know, Restomod Camaro we got in the garage, or the Corvette, or the Porsche we're working on, or the old motorcycle. So car parts and the aftermarket in general has exploded in demand, and the raw materials on the backside of that, because I think a lot of construction costs increase, everybody's doing improvements on their house. So we've seen a huge increase in our raw material costs. We haven't passed along to our customer yet, but we're certainly not doing sales because of that.
Yeah. No, it is a tough time, but you guys, like you said, you protected your employees, you protected your business, and you just said, you know, hey, we're gonna get through this, and we're gonna make it happen. Let's take our listeners through a little bit of Factory 5 history. You guys started with the Roadster, and things sort of exploded from there, right?
Well, you know, I went to BU Medical School. I learned CAD. I didn't go to medical school. Worked at BU Medical School for 2 years, and I learned CAD. And my brother and I started this company with a Cobra replica that was based on, you know, CAD, computer-aided design, and CAM manufacturing. That was kind of revolutionary in the mid-90s. It's pretty generic today. But we started out in 95 with a build-it-yourself Cobra replica kit. And we soon thereafter added a Daytona coupe. The company grew. I think by 97, we had shipped 100 cars. As of today, we've got 9 different models. Our 9th one is just about to launch at SEMA this year. All build-it-yourself sports cars. You know, if you want to build your own car, we're your guy. Not kind of for everybody. You know, it's kind of the car guy's car guy. So that one guy in the block that's an engine builder, or, you know, the guy who knows how to do body work. We grew up, and every one of our parents did all that stuff. Nowadays, it's not as common, but it's even more important. So, yeah, 95 today, we've built 12,000 chassis, and we've got 40 employees down here in Wareham. We've got 2 buildings now, about combined 70,000 square feet. We got robotics. You know, my younger brother was out here from Chicago. I gave him a tour today, and he hadn't been out for 20 years. He couldn't even believe it. And, you know, it's just blocking and tackling over 27 years now since we started.
Yeah.
So we build custom-built cars, and we've been doing a pretty good job of it.
And you have a lot of, they're all interesting cars, but the truck looks really interesting.
You know, it's funny because at each moment in the company's history, there's times when a new product really mattered. In 2008 and 2009, we launched our Hot Rod. The code name was 33, was Larry Bird, Larry. So we called it Larry, and it was for our 33 Hot Rod. And kind of a nod to the Boston fans. And and that car launched in 2008-09 when the economy fell off a cliff, right? And we sold 100 Hot Rods in 2009, really helped our company survive a tough, tough downturn. But the Hot Rod derivative is the pickup truck. It's a 35 Ford Hot Rod truck. And, I mean, we've built maybe 300 or 400 of them so far, but there's been some notable ones. A buddy of mine who's a NASCAR driver, Joey Logano, built one with a Roush Yates FR9 engine, 850 horse cup motor. I mean, he's in commercials now with it. And he's a great driver. And he just did this drifting video with Vaughn Gittin. And you see this modern Mustang drift past you. And then right behind is a 35 Ford tube frame hot rod truck just laying down rubber sideways. It's fun, man. It's a good business to be in.
Yeah, I saw that, and just the, and again, a little bit of a nod to I guess Massachusetts. I think in your website you call it a wicked race truck, and just the idea of throwing wicked in there makes sense. And you talk about the people who build the cars, and I think last night I was kind of on YouTube looking around, and you know, there I see a younger guy building your Subaru-powered car, the 818.
That's the most fun, is when you see the next generation. You know, John Paul, you and I grew up, and, you know, on the radio was Sunday, US 30 Dragster for the Big Ones, ride, and, you know, Big Daddy Don Garlitz and Gene the Snowman Snow, and we went to racetracks and Indy 500 and gearhead cars, motorcycles, part of our life. The today's generation, I feel old when I start talking about the younger generation. They don't have that car-centric philosophy. But there are car guys out there, and they're growing up. So the 818 was a Subaru-based car that was kind of going to get some of the tuner crowd, some of the younger guys in to Factory 5. But what I found is some of these guys have built 818s, a lot of father-son projects, and a lot of the older guys like me, I was never a boxer motor Subaru guy. But it's a neat little mill, a 2.5-liter motor. You make big power out of it before they blow up. Right up north, about 350 horse, they start to have head gasket problems and all kinds of issues. But in a 2,000-pound car, that's a fun, fun package. And so maybe the younger generation have taught us a few things about engines. I'm a V8 guy, and it's kind of like V8 on the brain. But, yeah, it's a great car because it brings the younger generation into building things. And any one of us, when we see kids who are gearheads, who are drivers, who are riders, it kind of makes you excited because it reminds you of the way we were raised, you know?
Yeah, every time I go into, and I haven't done it much lately because of COVID, but every time I used to go into a vocational school and see the...
Yep.
And it wasn't just the guys, it was the girls that were really into making something work. And especially if you look at the senior projects at the end of the year, where they do everything from, okay, I'm going to take a shopping cart and a go-kart, I'm going to put them together, and I'm going to have this 8-horsepower shopping cart, because why not? You know, it's a goofy thing to build, but on the other hand, it just shows creativity. And when you see that, and you know that they can do that, and the idea of, you know, somebody sitting there with a laptop and tuning a car, I mean that's great too. But on the other hand, I still like the big V8s, and maybe running a little over rich, and just the performance and the noise and the sound and the smell that all comes from that. And do you have the ability to, we talk about the Roadster, for instance, and, you know, putting a Ford V8 in, putting a Coyote motor in, whatever you want to put in. If I want to put an LS motor in, can I do that?
Yeah, you can now. And I remember I was a guest speaker with you at UTI, and a lot of those kids, that was that Ford diagnostic contest they did.
Yep.
But, I mean, the kids today have taught us a lot. When you... And a good segue to that is, if you look at the Cobra replica, we call it our Mark IV Roadster. When we launched the company, guys looked at us and said, wait a minute, if it's not an original 427 FE motor, if it's not an independent Jag rear end, if it doesn't have Smith's gauges, Trigo knockoff wheels, it's not a Cobra, right? Because that was the replica business in 95.
Right.
Today, you know, a Cobra replica has become, over those 25 years, it's become a hot rod of a newer generation. I'm a boomer. I'm a muscle car 60s, 70s guy, right? So those 32 Fords, those high boys, those hot rods that the GIs came back from World War II and hot rodded, you know, flathead Fords and old 30s and 30s Fords and Chevys, that kind of philosophy that a hot rod is whatever you want to do with it, that's starting to happen with the Cobra replicas. We started with a 5.0. You know, fuel-injected engine, and people thought it was heresy, and we took over the market. But absolutely, I got guys building LS engines and Cobras, and that is the most Ford moniker car of all time, right? And you're dropping an LS in it. It's kind of sacrilegious, but guess what? It's a hot rodder of a new generation. So the way I see it is it's you're building your car. You build it any way you want. I got a guy that put a Hemi motor in with his son. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and his goal was to finish this 33 Ford Factory 5 hot rod, and he put a 1958, it was a 392 Hemi, the cast iron block, cast iron heads, the engine had to weigh 800 pounds, but that's what he wanted to do, so, and he did it, and that's kind of what we do. We give someone the raw material that they can build their own things. But yeah, so your question on the LS engine is all over the map now. You can do just about what you want with your custom.
Yeah. Has anyone put a hot electric motor setup in one?
Boy, this is the best question, because I got to be, and if I'm frankly honest, we build the other car, all right?
Yeah.
We don't build the pickup truck. We don't build the minivan. We build that special car. And for a lot of guys, that special car doesn't include any conventions for mileage or practicality or snow tires, right?
Yeah.
So the draw of the electric has to be the performance side. And we had a guy build an 818 that ran a 9-second flat quarter mile. Another guy did a Daytona Coupe. We did a hot rod with SolidWorks software, Dassault Systems, and that had an electric motor in it. Fantastic car. It's cool. It's if someone wants to do it, I think the technology is really getting there. We've worked with EV West. I know a guy that used a Tesla power plant. So it's out there, but I don't think it's ever going to be a big part of our market because we need that visceral V8, turn the key, special car. People said, are you going to be put out by electric motors? I said, no, we're the last ones. We will be the last ones to go. Hot rodders and custom car guys are going to be holding that torch high for the internal combustion engine for a long time. So
yeah,
I guess we're the dinosaurs, but we use tech, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just the idea that I think you're right that when the entire world goes to cars that just hum, and all of a sudden somebody fires up one of your cars, it's gonna be like a movie star is walking down the street.
you and I grew up, and we all got punched in the face with an exhaust note, a sound, a guy who laid rubber somewhere with an old Nova. We all fell in love with cars, and part of that is that visceral experience, and you can't replace it. I'm not a big fan of electric vehicles. They make sense in delivery vehicles. Autonomous is coming. I say I'm not a big fan of electric vehicles. On the roof of my building is two massive solar arrays. We make 2.5 times the electricity that we use. We pump it to the grid. We've got a company that is running on sustainable energy. So I believe in the technology. I just think on the electric car side, for me and for a hobbyist, other than if I want to do a really cool drag race car that doesn't make any noise, I don't see the draw to it yet. Now, that doesn't mean my customers can't do it. They can do anything they want. We sell the chassis, and they can modify it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have a drop-in package, though. Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It is sort of, when I was kind of Googling around one day, I stumbled across the TV guy, Tim Allen, and he took you on a walk around his garage, and he referred to his stupid Tesla. And he's like, showing you all these, big motor cars that he has, and, goes back to his stupid Tesla. And he's like, I really shouldn't say that, but on the other hand, there's some things about it that just seem weird. And, he has it as, that alternative, and he likes it. He does like the performance of it. One thing that's always been a problem living in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is trying to register a kit car. You guys worked on that, right?
We did. It was kind of frustrating because here we are, the world's largest manufacturer of build-it-yourself custom kit cars, right? And Massachusetts is the most difficult state to work in when it comes to regulations. And it's one of those things that, you talk about electric cars, and I never liked Elon Musk, and then I drove his car. That's an amazing car. The hardest car I've ever launched in, Ezra Dyer, who was the editor of Automobile Magazine, was here with a Porsche all-wheel drive turbo. It was like a 2014 Turbo S. And I've never launched a car that hard, 0 to 60 in about 2 flat. And then I drove the Tesla, and that is a great car for acceleration. It's a monster. But getting back to, kind of looking at Massachusetts, these regs really don't apply too much to build-it-yourself car guys, because there's 5 or 10 guys that are going to build a Factory 5 a year in Massachusetts. There's no appreciable emissions effect. But these cars are cars that have a high impact and footprint on the community. They're parade cars. They're celebrations. Every guy that buys a car buys a paint job, buys a crate engine, buys a set of tires, goes to car shows. It's part of a lifestyle that really adds to our economy. So, you can build a car in Massachusetts. It's the most difficult. You have to either comply with emissions with a modern engine, which we can do. Another easier way to do it, not a real fan of it, is you can do basically an offset. So if you crush an old car, you can take of equal or greater displacement. Let's say I take a Buick LeSabre off the road and it's a 455, right? Take that motor out. I can use an air pump of the same displacement as an offset. I don't like that, because today's garbage that we crush is tomorrow's treasures. And so I don't believe in destroying value ever. But in this case, if you want to build a Factory 5 in Massachusetts and you don't want to comply with emissions, you can get an offset, and the state sees that as well. I took this old car off the road, and I put this new car on the road. And by the way, the new cars that you build, a crate engine, even if it's a pushrod engine, they just don't pollute. They're extremely high-tolerance engines. They run very clean. They're not like the old 1968 motors that we're used to when we were growing up. Even a crate motor today, a high-performance motor, super clean burning. But Massachusetts, you can do it. It's a little bit of a hassle. I wish our regulators were a little worse, but I worked with them, and they're good guys. Yep. They just took a while to come around.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, I thought I read something online, and it made me smile. You've had it's been a tough year for everybody, and employees get kind of, a little bit antsy once in a while. Did you guys build a go-kart track around your building?
That was one of our justifications for building the new building. My chief engineer, Jesper, and Jim is a real race car guy. If you go back into R&D, his whole wall is outlines of all the tracks he's run on. And so when we were doing the layout for the building, he wanted the building here and he wanted the building here. And the real reason was he was looking at the layout of the parking lot and where we could put cones up, because we've got four of those Red Bull shifter carts. They're all banged up and stuff, but the guys run them around the building. Yeah, we've got a good third of a mile track around the buildings, and we just finished some asphalt, so we're about to, now the weather is warming up, we're about to be tearing it up this summer, so we can't go to all the shows. We used to go to maybe 15 or 20 shows a year, and this year I think we have 4 or 5 shows on the schedule, and that's it. And hopefully those will come off. We haven't gone to one yet this year,
yeah.
And Detroit Autorama was just canceled. You know, they had a spike in Michigan, and unfortunately we were going to be at Ford's booth at the Autorama, but that was canceled. So, yeah we got to go kart track around the building.
there you go. And are you guys going to try to do an open house this year?
It's scheduled for September 18th. And
okay.
I think it'll happen. If you look at the way COVID's going and the restrictions that Charlie Baker has been lifting, I think the crowd, we do have an event on May 6th. I have a special guest, and I can't tell anybody who it is. It will blow your mind. We're going to do a Facebook live and a YouTube live broadcast on our website, May 6th. That's a Thursday at 2 p.m. This guy was coming in a month ago, and when he was on his way, he tested positive for COVID, so he couldn't come in. And he never got it, but he tested positive. So he rescheduled for May 6th, but the open house, is the 18th of September. I think it'll go.
Let's keep our fingers crossed or whatever people do for good luck. Hey, Dave, one more thing, real simple. If people want more information, factory5.com, right?
Factory 5, and you spell out the F-I-V-E 5 because with the number it won't go through. Factory5.com, and also Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, we're all over those.
As long as you're not on TikTok.
We're not on TikTok. But, you know, and we are open for visits in our showroom. They have to be scheduled. Normally we do plant tours maybe in the summertime, 5 or 10 people. But, factory5.com, our website, Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, no problem.
So I don't know if I can pull off a hot rod Porsche like Ezra did to come down and visit with you, but maybe next time I have a hot car, I'll make an appointment to come down and see you.
Well, you don't need to. You got a friend in the business. I got 17 sitting here waiting to run. I was doing donuts in the parking lot last night after work. So we're ready.
There you go. All right. Hey, all Dave, right, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time, and talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks. Keep up the good work.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Dave Smith, president and CEO of Factory 5. If you're one of those people that, you know, really wants to make your own car, you know, the idea of, you know, I think whenever you build anything, there's, even if it doesn't come out good, you know, you built a chair and it's a little bit crooked, or a table, but you're, at the end of the day, you built it. And nobody can take that away. But the idea of taking raw materials and parts and putting them all together and getting a vehicle out of it. Now, whether it's the Roadster, the hot rod, the truck, the coupe, which is pretty cool, the supercar, which I've only seen one of, and I think that's been redone, the 818. You want your own engine? You can get an engine. The crew at Blueprint Engines have designed several drop-in engine transmission packages for Factory 5. So a lot of good stuff at Factory 5. And if you have the garage space and the little bit of talent, or a bunch of talented friends, which is even better, put it all together and build yourself a car. Hey, we need to take a break, pay some bills. My name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. You're listening on North Shore 104.9. We'll be right back.
If it's local you want, it's local we have. Your local connection, North Shore 104.9. Hi, it's Hank Morse. Join me weekday morning. We'll have local news, entertainment, music to get you going, and lots of laughs. Laugh and learn weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on your local connection, North Shore 104.9.
Count on AAA to protect every piece of your life. AAA has the coverage you need, including 24/7 roadside assistance from trusted AAA technicians in any car you're driving or riding in. Plus, members get great rates on insurance, exciting discounts at hundreds of your favorite brands, travel savings, and much more. All with the peace of mind knowing that AAA has you covered, both on and off the road. Visit AAA.com/join. That's AAA. AAA.com/join.
Meineke Car Care Auto Repair Shop is on Route 1 North in Peabody, a half mile before Costco. Hi, I'm Kirk Neumann, inviting you to visit our repair shop open Mondays through Saturdays. Meineke of Peabody is a friendly, locally owned repair shop by trustworthy car care pros like me. Our prices are fair and quoted up front. Mention you heard this message on 104.9 Radio and receive 20% off all brake service now through the end of summer. Find us at Meineke.com and enter Peabody in the find box, and you can schedule your appointment online. That's Meineke.com.
This is Dr. Adam Olkin of Leahy Laser and Cosmetic Dermatology at the Leahy Health Hub at Market Street in Linfield. As a Harvard-trained laser and cosmetic dermatologist, I want you to look and feel your best. I specialize in treating aging and sun-damaged skin, as well as preventing and slowing down the aging process altogether. Whether it be softening fine lines and wrinkles, adding a subtle lift to replace volume loss, treating sunspots, or providing a natural lip enhancement, I'm an expert in my field and would love to have you in for a consultation. To book your appointment, contact Leahy Laser and Cosmetic Dermatology at 781-744-7993 and follow me on Instagram at Adam Olkin MD. That's ADAMWULKANMD.
The all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross is here. This is Zach Michaud from Michaud Mitsubishi. I've been driving the new Cross, and I can't tell you how impressed I am. You have to see this for yourself. An elegant design and improved handling make for a really fun driving experience. Not to mention the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. 0% financing is available as well. At Michaud Mitsubishi, we value your time. Call ahead or go online to set up your VIP appointment. Even if you've had credit mishaps, I know we can help. Come give Michaud Mitsubishi a chance and let us show you why we're your feel-good dealer. Visit us online at michaudauto.com.
Whether you like the Outlander Sport, the Eclipse Cross, or the Mirage, they're all part of Michaud Mitsubishi's April Sellathon Blowout. Michaud Mitsubishi, Route 114 in Danvers. Don't miss their April Sellathon Blowout.
Michaud Mitsubishi, M-I-C-H-A-U-D.
Hi, it's John Haley from Aubuchon Hardware. Join me every Sunday morning at 7 on At Home with John Haley as we tackle your home projects.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor program on North Shore 104.9. Our phone number is 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. I had the opportunity to talk with Bobby Tasker, the race car driver, this week. And if you don't, you know, some of the things I do at work are in addition to what I do on the radio. So I do these kind of video interviews that eventually at some time show up on AAA's YouTube page, but I also try to put the audio, because I don't do fancy stuff with PowerPoints and videos and all that stuff. I also put the audio on my podcast site, so you can, you know, Google John Paul Car Doctor Radio Podcast or something. And I got a chance to talk to Bobby Tasker. Bobby Tasker is the grandson of Bob Tasker, who's sort of legendary in the southern New England area with Tasker Ford, you know, race on Sunday, sell on Monday kind of guy, and did a lot of work with Ford Motor Company. Pretty well respected by Ford, to the point where I saw one of the Ford family members at the Rhode Island Auto Show make a point of, you know, going over and, you know, inviting Bob over to some event they were doing. And, you know, really, really kind of an old-time Ford guy. And his son, his grandson, Bobby the Third, or Bob the Third, I guess he's in his 40s now, maybe you can't call him Bobby, but he's a racer, and he races Top Fuel funny cars. And he was out in Las Vegas this past weekend on something called a four-wide race, which is four cars racing what isn't a quarter of a mile anymore. It's 1,000 feet. And he won. And he won at 328 miles an hour and a little under 4 seconds. Imagine 328 miles an hour. And one of the questions I asked him was, you know, what do you think about, you know, when you're watching the lights change color for you to, you know, get off the brake and on the gas and go. And he said nothing at all. He said it's all about intuition at that point. It's all about trying to figure out how to get going. And he said, you don't have time to think about anything. He said, besides that, it is about a 4 to 5G force to push you back in the seat. And it's about a 7G force when the chutes kick in and slow the car down. So he said there's a 12G swing and that your body has to go through that is just first off exhausting. And we had Matt Hagen on the show back some time ago, and Matt looks like he should be a professional wrestler, big bulky guy, and Bob doesn't. And one of the things Bob said was, I wouldn't want to arm wrestle Matt, but I feel comfortable in the lane next to him that I can beat him. And just the idea that they work together. And this is and Bob is just a good guy. Like Dave Smith, I invited Bob to be a guest speaker at this Ford Skills competition that I used to do with Ford and AAA, and we don't do it anymore. But I invited Bob in, and I always kind of noticed, we always tried to serve food that kids would like. In Rhode Island, it was a lot of pasta and stuff, and it was always chicken because it's always chicken. And in Mass, I think we had some sort of beef and something. And the good folks at UTI, who are not there anymore, by the way, they moved out of Westwood, and at the old UTI building, they're actually making the Moderna virus vaccine stuff, not the virus, the vaccine. And But I always kind of noticed that Bob would just kind of like play with his food a little bit. And after we were done with the interview, I said to him, Bob, I owe you an apology. And he said, for what? And I said, I invited you to all these dinners over the years, and I noticed you were just kind of like moving your food around a little bit. And, Matt Hagen told me you're a vegetarian. And he said, well, I'm not even a vegetarian. I'm a vegan. I'm like, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you say, hey, can I get a vegan meal? I said, we would have got you a vegan meal. That's fine. And he goes, no, he said, I don't want to be a bother. I don't want to be that guy that, he said, I'll eat the vegetables and the salad and I'll be happy. So, it was sort of interesting that way. So we are going to be giving away after the second break, we are going to be giving away a gift certificate to the In Control, driving program. So the In Control driving program, it takes place in Weymouth. It used to take place in North Andover, but the parking lot in the building they were doing it in, I think they're doing COVID vaccines up there now, so they can't do it up there. So they do it in Weymouth at the former Navy base. And it's a four-hour program. You remember Dan Strollo was on the program a few weeks back. And it's a four-hour program. It's 2.5 hours maybe of classroom and 2.5 hours of road time and 90 minutes of classroom, more or less. And whether you're 16 and a half or, as he said, I think the oldest person was 50. You remember 95 or 6 who took the In Control class?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
90-something, I think.
90-something, yeah. But if you want to try to improve your driving skill, and this isn't race car driving. This is improve your driving safety skill behind the wheel in day-to-day driving traffic, emergency maneuvers, things like that. Safe following distance. Is it mostly teenagers, early 20s that take the class? Yeah. But he also teaches a similar class for police officers, emergency personnel, corporate drivers. Somebody I know, he called me up one day and he said to me, hey, they're making me do this thing at work. He wants me to go to the school. He said, I've been driving a truck and delivery vehicles for, my whole life. Is it worth it? Or should I just call in sick? And I said, no, go. And he called me up a couple days later. He said, it was really worth going to. And he said, besides being a little bit of fun, he said, it was kind of nice to go. And he said, it reminded me of a few things. And then they also, I got to hit up Dan on this. They also have a a trailering school where they teach how to like drive with a trailer. And my little Hyundai Santa Fe Sport is capable of towing 2,000 pounds, it says. And I've never towed anything with it, but someday I plan to either tow a utility trailer, you know, enclosed trailer, something, or a boat is what I really want to tow. So I went to go visit my nephew, who seems to collect things, and he has two boats in his yard. So I said, let me take one of your boats for a ride. So we hooked it up to the trailer hitch, hooked up the lights, everything seemed to work. And he lives in a pretty hilly area, and the boat we were towing around weighed about 3,000 pounds, maybe even a little bit more because I think it had water in it, and towed it around. And my car had to work a little bit to go up a pretty steep hill, but it seems like it will be able to tow a little boat up a boat ramp when that time in my life comes. So, but I went to go back it into his yard, and I'm awful at backing up a trailer. And I'm like, well, just back straight, and I'm just not good at it. I need some practice. And I haven't backed up a trailer since I owned a utility trailer 6 cars ago. So certainly way out of practice for that. So I'm gonna have to give it a shot, because someday if I retire, someday if I buy a boat. A lot of some days out there, but someday all of that stuff. We need to take another break. Remember, this program is brought to you in part by AAA. If you're not a AAA member, become a AAA member. It's really easy. AAA.com/join. If you're looking for a job, we always have positions open in a lot of our offices, and you can go to AAA's website, look for the career section. You can find that there as well. And of course, if you want to join AAA and you're like, I don't know if I want to pay for it. You can pay for it monthly now. They have like a monthly plan. So we do a lot of internal training. In fact, I apparently found out I'm short on doing some internal training. I got an email the other day, but also all kinds of software training. And, you know, if you're rusty with your office suite skills, you can learn all that stuff. If you're somebody who's decided all of a sudden you want to, you know, Excel is your friend, we have all kinds of internal courses for that. But again, AAA.com/join to be a member. And if you want to come to work for us, we like doing that too. My name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. When we come back, we're going to do a little trivia so you can win the In Control Advanced Driver Training Certificate. And please only win it if you're going to use it or give it to a grandson, son, granddaughter, daughter, somebody who can use it, or if you can use it yourself. But don't win just to win. Win to use it, please. And we will be right back.
Hey, Junior, you're calling early.
I know. Back to school today, and my father wants me to walk.
So?
Well, can you pick me up in the new 2021 Nissan Altima 2.5 SV all-wheel truck that you can lease for $29.95 cash or trade-down, plus the normal lease startup cost for only $169 a month?
No, I can't. I'm already at work. Plus, I think walking will do you good. It builds character, and everyone can benefit from exercise and some fresh air.
Oh, man, I better get moving.
Hey, how's that for making it easy?
That's the Kelly way!
Think spring at Agway of Danvers and Waltham. Agway of Danvers and Waltham has organic soils, fertilizers, seed starting supplies, and a variety of vegetable and flower seeds. It's also time to spray your fruit trees. Plan ahead before it's too late. Come see their assortment of baby chicks and other poultry with the best selection on the North Shore. New breeds arriving weekly and plenty to pick from. Agway's poultry specialist, Ashley, will help you from day one. A collection of chicken coops in all shapes and sizes is ready to be delivered to your backyard. Agway will set you up right in Waltham or at 9 Wenham Street in Danvers.
Are you looking for extra income? Caring Choice Transportation seeks 7D licensed drivers, LPNs, and RNs to join their growing business, transporting children and adults with special needs to area schools and medical appointments. Caring Choice Transportation will train to assist with 7D student licensing. They offer competitive hourly salaries. Details online at caringchoicetransportation.com or call them today, 978-375-3026 for details. That's 978-375-3026.
Join me, Joe Piantidosi, this coming Sunday morning, 10 a.m. for Breaking Bread for a few laughs with two local comedians, Dave Russo and Paul Gilligan. That's Breaking Bread this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. right here on North Shore 104.9.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mark Rosenthal. Here is your North Shore 104.9 forecast, surveying the North Shore and the Merrimack Valley. Beautiful is the weather word today. With sunshine, blue sky, it'll be warm, 68 to 75. High clouds come in late. Clouding up overnight, maybe some light rain late at night, low and mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, cool. There could be some occasional light rain. Not a big deal. The worst of it well off to our south. It'll be in low 50s. I think the rain is done before dark. And Monday, lots of sunshine, nice in the 60s. Tuesday, sunny, warmer in the 70s. Weather forecast being brought to you by our good friends at Mancini Roofing and Siding. Spring is here, and now is the perfect time for a new roof or roof repair. Mancini Roofing and Siding has you covered. Call 603-380-8711, online at MancaniRoofing.com. For local North Shore, 104.9, I'm Mark Rosenthal.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor program on North Shore 104.9. We have trivia coming up. We have a car review coming up. And we have George in West Hartford. George, good morning. And how have you been?
Good. How you been, John Paul?
I've been good. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, right now my dad and stepmother, they have a Jeep Cherokee, and my stepmother's having an issue getting in and out of the vehicle, so they want to buy another vehicle. It's, you know, kind of hard. It's something that can't be too low, something that can't be too high, and wide door openings. Oh, another thing that they need is all-wheel drive. Is there anything that you suggest for a vehicle
to look at? You know, one of the things, and it's funny, I'm going to talk about it next, is maybe something like a Subaru Forester. Mm-hmm. Pretty good sized doors. It has all wheel drive. It has decent ground clearance. So, but it doesn't feel high. In fact, and maybe even an Outback might be a good choice. But I think any of the small, the subcompact SUVs. So a Honda HRV, Buick Encore, not my favorite vehicle, but something, you know, something in the small SUV category, they're not high off the ground. They're built on subcompact cars. And, you know, as we get older, you know, a lot of times we get bigger cars because, frankly, you know, sometimes you can afford a bigger car. But they're not the most maneuverable. But when you sit in a small SUV, a subcompact SUV, you sit up high, you get good visibility still, and they're pretty easy to get in and out of. And, you know, I hate to admit my age sometimes, but, you know, I drove an Acura NSX for a few days a couple weeks ago, and great car. Getting in and out of it, not so easy. And, you know, maybe if I was 40 years more flexible, 40 years younger and more flexible, it would have been a lot easier to get in and out of it. I drive a Hyundai Santa Fe Sport, easy to get in and out of, decent sized doors to get in and out of. Sometimes people with mobility issues also have a little problem trying to sort of slide in and out of the car. And, that's the car you don't want to get cloth interior with, for instance, because you tend to stick to the cloth. So, you know, I like cloth interior, cool in the summer, warmer in the winter kind of feel, but having, leather or leather, fake leather seats, does make it easy to slide in and out of the car, and that can be a big help for people too.
Another thing, what about a Toyota Sienna? Do you think that would be good, or is that something too big?
The Sienna is a great vehicle. It might It might feel like it's too much car around them, though. But, I mean, they'd have to road test it and try it. But the Sienna is a great vehicle, you know, as is the new, you know, Chrysler Pacifica. It's all-wheel drive now. You can get a Pacifica and all-wheel drive. But it feels big. I got to tell you, I hadn't driven a minivan in a little while. And I'm also looking forward to, odd as it sounds, to drive the new Carnival. The Kia Carnival, which is a new minivan, but the Sienna is a great vehicle. But over the years, like a lot of cars, it has gotten a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, and it might feel big. Certainly will probably do more than what they need to do. Do they bring their like kids and grandkids and stuff out with them? Or?
No, just a couple, like things to the beach.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, minivans are super functional. But I would stay away from, you know, even the Cherokee is, you know, it's a Jeep. So it's designed to go on the road less traveled. So it sits up a little bit higher. So there is a little bit of that jump up and jump out of it kind of thing. And maybe looking at, you know, I'm not crazy about, you know, some of the smaller Jeep vehicles. They're sort of Fiat based, and I'm not sure how the quality is going to hold up over the years. But I would look, you know, look at maybe a Subaru Outback or Forester or something like that. Plenty, you know, decent room in the back seat if they're going out with another couple. Room in the back for storage, and you know, decent fuel economy and great safety ratings.
Okay, thank you so much for your opinion.
Okay. All right, thanks, George. Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So I think we have an easy trivia question. Biff said, is that an easy question? And I said, I think so. And again, this is, don't, you know, if you can't use a InControl gift certificate, don't play, I guess, is what I want to say. I want somebody who's going to use it or give it to, you know, give it to a relative that is going to use it because and he's been on this program before. Dennis, my previous producer in a previous radio life, we got him a gift certificate because we called him Crash because he was running into something every 6 months, it seems like. And, he went through the course. And he said, I'm a believer now. That course worked. And in fact, his son, just recently got his driver's license and they were going to sign him up as well. So again, if you can use it, win it, I guess. And I think it's pretty easy. When we're talking to Dave Smith at Factory 5, he was telling us about his first car, which is the Roadster. And the Roadster is based on it was kind of a Cobra replica, I think is what Dave described it. Who was the father of the Cobra? Who was the father of the original Cobra? If you know the answer to that, give us a call at 800-370-1049. 800-370-1049. If you know who was the father of the original Cobra Roadster, give us a call, and you will win a InControl Advanced Driver Training gift certificate, and you'll become a better driver because of it. We need to take another break. When we come back, if you have a question about your car, by the way, 800-370-1049, or, you know, car repairs, anything at all, 800-370-1049. When we come back, I want to talk about the 2021 Subaru Forester. I think it would be a good choice for George's parents. So we will be right back.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude.
Here's to optimism, comebacks, and fresh new starts. At Salem 5 Bank, we have the technology and exceptional service to be the spark that inspires you. From commercial loans and mortgages you can count on, to rewarding checking accounts, nationally recognized online services, and innovative voice banking. Let us be the bridge to what's next. It's time to make your move. Salem 5. Make your move. Member FDIC, member DIF.
Count on AAA to protect every piece of your life. AAA has the coverage you need, including 24/7 roadside assistance from trusted AAA technicians in any car you're driving or riding in. Plus, members get great rates on insurance, exciting discounts at hundreds of your favorite brands, travel savings, and much more. All with the peace of mind knowing that AAA has you covered, both on and off the road. Visit AAA.com/join. That's AAA, AAA.com/join.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to
Carol
any home.
Shelby
see the
well
Anderson windows
in
on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastown, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
So when we come back, you can give us information, and I will... do that car review.
The best kept secret in the auto industry is at Michel Mitsubishi in Danvers. All-wheel drive sport utilities only $18,900. The Mitsubishi Outlander Sport is only $18,900 with all-wheel drive. If you're looking at the RAV4 CRV, Forester, or Rogue, come and drive the Mitsubishi Outlander Sport with all-wheel drive at Michel Mitsubishi. The Outlander Sport is $25,000 less
car out in the parking lot with his name on it, you know?
Brand new all wheel drive Outlander Sport $18,900 or lease it for $149. Shop us first for the lowest price all wheel drive sport utility
sort of
on planet Earth. The Outlander Sport is ranked number one in safety, comes with a 10-year 100,000 mile warranty. Come drive one. Save thousands from the competition. My name's Kevin Michaud. I guarantee you'll be satisfied. We're a family dealership right on 114 in Danvers.
Oh, by the MichaudMitsubishi.com.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor radio program. And apparently, Biff and I were talking while the commercial was running.
So, you're not supposed to do that.
I don't think so.
No.
You didn't say any bad words, did you?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you go find out who won.
Yep. Let me.
And I want to talk about the Subaru Forester.
Sure.
If you're looking for a small SUV, the 2021 Subaru Forester is certainly worth considering. It's available in 5 trim levels, and standard all-wheel drive. Like almost every, not every Subaru, but almost every Subaru is all-wheel drive. The Forester is powered by 182 horsepower, 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine. The engine's connected to the wheels through a continually variable automatic transmission. And this is one of the better performing CVTs that I have driven. Our test car was in the limited edition, which is only topped by the top-level touring model. All Forester models are well-equipped with adaptive headlights, automatic climate control, adaptive cruise control, forward collision warning. So for, like, George's parents, having all of this safety features, like automatic emergency braking, you get a little lack stepping on the brake, it'll do it for you. Lane keeping assistant helps keep you in the lane, let you know if you're wandering out. And of course, you know, some of the other things too. Adaptive cruise control, handy. Does it steer itself? It tries to. Don't do that as the Tesla story that showed up in the news this week. Anyway, back to this. The Limited adds leather seating, dual zone climate control, a larger infotainment screen, and power liftgate. Compared to other SUVs, 182 horsepower might seem a little bit low, although it's about what's in mine, I think. But the Forester has more than enough power to get around a traffic sprint out onto the highway without any problems. While the performance will never be confused with a sports car, it's certainly adequate. The steering is good. There's a slight on-center vagueness. Nothing terrible, but there didn't seem quite as exact as expected. Maybe that was, you know, coming from the car before. Who knows? But just seemed a little bit off. It has 18-inch wheels and tires. Real sure-footed feel to it, handling solid. It feels more connected to the road than similar rivals. Like most Subaru vehicles, the Forester is surprisingly good off-road. With a combination of almost 9 inches of ground clearance, the X-Mode all-wheel drive, the Forester inspires confidence. The X-Mode Selector optimizes the drivetrain for snow, mud, deep sand, all with the twist of a knob. So it makes you even better in bad weather than you would maybe normally be. This is the equivalent, and there's also something like, it's kind of like off-road cruise control. So if you're heading down a steep hill, you could push a button and it actually, modulates the accelerator and the brakes to keep you from doing anything bad. The Forester is also capable of towing up to 1,500 pounds for a small watercraft or camping trailer. So if you have a jet ski or, you know, pop-up trailer or something like that, you can do that. Fuel economy is also, pretty good. I average about 35 miles per gallon. Government says you can do a little bit more, a little bit less. The cabin of the Forester is comfortable, functional, and sensible. While our test model had heated and leather seats, the interior felt more comfortable. It didn't feel, I don't know, I described it kind of like, you know, comfortable pair of clothes. You know, it was like not trying to show off, just comfortable. The Forester, all Forester models come with a standard touchscreen system. The Limited has a 8-inch touchscreen, provided a good user experience, I thought. It has a good mixture of knobs and buttons. I was listening to the Zangari brothers this morning talk about a Volvo, and they said about the touchscreen, they said, please put some buttons and knobs in. There are plenty of 12-volt power points, USB connections, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto with standard, which is nice if you have the base model without navigation. You can, you know, hook up your smartphone to the car, and all of a sudden now you have navigation. And some of the navigation systems, well, Google Maps and others, I guess, I use Google Maps more than Apple Maps, has all the new exit numbers in Massachusetts where some of the factory navigation systems don't. So the, you know, more up to date than some of the factory nav systems. The driving position is typical of an SUV, optimized for driver control with greater visibility out the large windows, even with the higher ground clearance. Exit entry is easy, and I think that's why somebody like George's parents would find getting in and out of it pretty easy. Decent-sized doors, you know, back seat a little bit smaller, obviously, but you know, getting in and out of the front seat pretty easy to do. So you're not like climbing out of a sedan, like climbing up from a sedan or down out of an SUV. The rear seat's comfortable with more than enough head and leg room for adults. Even the one thing I will say, that there is a little bit of a threshold. So, like, you know, if you're sitting there, the floor is lower than the edge of the door. So you do need to make sure you get in the habit of kind of lifting your feet up, getting out, which I suppose depends on, some people might be a little bit of a problem. But I found overall, easy, comfortable car to deal with. There's plenty of cargo room with all the seats in use and expanding to nearly 70 cubic feet with the seat folded. So plenty of room. Subaru Forester has many positive features that offset any negative. It's a competent, comfortable vehicle that can easily handle the road less traveled. And if you're in the market for a small SUV with the latest safety features, the Forester is a good bet. Who won trivia there, Biff?
Well, we got Rick from Lynn won the trivia. He was
Rick from Lynn.
Came right out of the box, had the question correct. He told me he loves driving and he can't wait to take the course. He said driving is just something that he loves to do.
Perfect.
So I think we got the right guy to win that.
I think we got the right guy, and you know, quick little 40-minute drive from Lynn down to South Weymouth to the Navy base. Just the idea of seeing all the new construction down there is kind of worth going down to see it all, too. So kind of fun stuff. And we have Dave Seymour with Real Estate Revealed coming up next, right?
You are correct. You are absolutely correct. Yes.
And that music must mean that it's time for you and I to part company for this week.
That is the signal.
Makes it sound sort of sad, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, when this song comes on, it is a little sad for us. But, all good things must come to an end. However, we will be right back here next Saturday.
We absolutely will. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and this is the end of today's show.
Exactly.
And until next week, make sure you wear your seatbelt, drive safely, be good to your car, wear a mask, wash your hands, go get a vaccine. We'll be back next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.